Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Beginning in the fall of 2019, South Dakota will offer six-man football as a high school sport. With smaller towns losing enrollment, the move is seen as a way to keep the sport going in dozens of communities around South Dakota. The state once had a lively six-man division, but that was years ago. And now coaches, players, and fans need to learn the game over again. Last weekend, South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbolt went to South Central Nebraska to see what six-man football is all about.
Once you find the football field in Lindsay, Nebraska, your first thought will likely center on what a great place it would be to watch a game. The field complements a park setting with a grove of trees on the south end and picnic tables, shelters, and a play area to the east. As you get closer, though, you wonder if the contractors ran out of room during construction. The field is 80 yards between the end zones and 40 yards from sideline to sideline. Well, that's not a mistake. Many eight-man football fields, and all of those that host six-man games, have those same dimensions. Bill Mimick coaches the six-man football team, representing the co-op program of Humphrey-Lindsay Holy Family. The towns are a dozen miles apart on State Highway 91. Since Humphrey-Lindsay Holy Family is indeed a mouthful, you can call them the Bulldogs for short. Mimick has coached or officiated at nearly every level of high school football. He says as South Dakota gets ready to begin playing a style of the sport that's firmly entrenched in Nebraska, there are some things everyone will have to learn.
Okay, the first thing they'll have to do is first down and 15 yards. And I believe in South Dakota at one time, nine-man football was first down and 12 and a half yards. So there's a change there. And then also you got to remember the quarterback can't run with the ball. He's got to pitch it or hand it off. Then he can get it back. But there has to be a relay like that.
If the quarterback decides to throw the ball, the other five members of the offense are eligible to catch it. That includes the center and anyone else who plays on the line. Bulldog sophomore Zach Pfeiffer has the rules down. He plays as a running back and linebacker. Zach wears number 77 on his black jersey with red and blue trim. It is kind of an unusual jersey number for someone in the offensive backfield, but it worked for football legend Red Grange in the 1920s. Zach notices a major difference between six-man and eight-man football as well.
Probably the speed and the conditioning. You have to be in better shape because there's less people on the field. So you're running a lot more than eight-man.
Up this week for the Bulldogs is a good team from Walt Hill. Zach Pfeiffer's older brother, Matt, is a senior. He's a center and nose tackle on the team. He knows there's one player on the Walt Hill squad who will demand special attention.
They have a 260-pound fullback, and that seems a little intimidating.
You might run into him a few times tonight, huh?
Yeah, but I think I can handle him.
The Walt Hill Blue Jays made the 90-mile trip from their home on the Omaha Indian Reservation. They made the playoffs the past three seasons and enter this game with three wins in four games. The fullback Matt Pfeiffer mentions is King Miller. He's well over 6 feet, and his white jersey with the number 9 in blue, trimmed in orange, stretches over his frame. Watching the warm-ups from the warmth of his Ford Ranger pickup is Rick Capecchi. He came from Octavia, Nebraska to serve as referee. He notes another rule fans need to keep in mind when they're watching six-man football.
If you're going to pass to the center, if he's on the line of scrimmage, you only got the other two guys over, it's got to be over a yard pass. It can't be a direct handoff to him. It's got to be just a kind of a little pass, you know, or a little or a pitch or something like that.
Moments later, it's time for Capecchi and his crew to get to work.
I'll flip it in the air. If I drop it, I'll flip it again. You guys call it, okay?
Capecchi gathers captains from both teams and prepares them for the coin flip to determine who will start with the football. The visiting team calls tails, but it's heads. And Humphrey-Lindsay Holy Family defers its choice to the second half. That's okay with Walt Hill. The Blue Jays score on their first possession and look to take control early. But Coach Mimick's squad won't allow that to happen. And the Bulldogs have a nice lead with 23 seconds left in the half. In six-man football, however, no lead is safe. The Blue Jays score two touchdowns in 17 seconds to end the first half. About a half dozen young ladies are dancing on the field at Lindsay at halftime. They're facing the small sets of bleachers found on either side of the press box. Walt Hill's team is on its bus, trying to keep its momentum going in the final two quarters. The Bulldogs are in the end zone, waiting for a critique of their performance from Coach Mimic and the rest of the coaching staff. Holy Family Principal Andy Bishop says players from both schools, who played a few years as an eight-man co-op, are getting used to each other in a six-man setting.
My first year, we actually were not in a cooperative with Humphrey Public. We were just starting the cooperative, so it was only a couple sports that were involved that first year, and football was not one of them. So our numbers were low, so we actually transitioned into six-man football my first year here. And it went well, you know, just the challenge for the coaches to, you know, understand schemes and game plans and strategies and formations, you know, jumping between eight-man and six-man, there is a pretty big difference.
Taking everything in on this chilly Friday night is the man with a long goatee, keeping warm in a black sweatshirt representing his alma mater, Doane University in nearby Crete, Nebraska. Matt Bertrand is getting used to the six-man game, too.
You know, we were playing eight-man before, and so, you know, obviously we're dropping the two other players, but I didn't realize it would be as wide open as it is. I thought the eight-man game a lot of times got pretty wide open.
The second half is kind to the Bulldogs as their veteran coach leads the way to a 51-37 win over a very athletic squad from Walt Hill. It's hard to tell immediately if the coach is more happy or relieved at the win.
They come back and played very, very hard. At halftime, we made a couple adjustments, and then in Walt Hill's defense, they've had the last 2 weeks two easy games, so their kids. We knew if we got to the second half halfway close, we could possibly catch him.
Mimic admits several times during the evening, Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family could have become discouraged and gone through the motions the rest of the way.
No, we were pretty fortunate. We gave them two. How could they score two touchdowns when we had the ball with 23 seconds and they scored? But to give them credit there.
With the game over, both teams and many of the fans will head back to the school for a hot meal. Coach Mimic reflects on an intense, and for his squad, very good night.
10 years from now, 20 years from now, when they come back for a class reunion, what are they going to talk about? They're probably going to talk about football or basketball or their sporting experience. They're probably not going to talk about maybe English class or something like that, although those are very important subjects.
Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family is a new program in six-man football. As such, they're not eligible for Nebraska's postseason playoffs for 2 years. But even with no postseason to look forward to, Coach Bill Mimic heads back to the school to compile statistics, enjoy the win as much as any coach ever can, and get ready for the game with Elba next weekend. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Gary Ellenbolt in Lindsay, Nebraska.